I'm so interested if you just please explain and talk about your paintings and just a little bit about your biography and when you just exactly started painting and why you chose this form of art, I mean abstract.
Well, my own process, journey in painting has been very organic, and I've painted since I was a child, and words were not easy for me, so that was a way of expressing myself, although I have no consciousness of that. And then after my children were in school, I started again seriously to explore painting, and went to art school for a year. But since I've been in Oroville, I was fascinated with aerial views of the earth, and did paintings inspired by that. And then when I came to Oroville, I realized how many I was locked into a kind of a conditioning. The integrity of the picture plane and all kinds of things that you just absorb when you're in Western culture and you go to the museums, et cetera, and talk to your artist friends. And so I've been playing around since I've been here with trying to be conscious of that and exploring other ways of expressing myself. And I have made for, 30 years, a panel that rotates on the wall. So I would always remember what Buxminster Fuller said. It's no longer up and down, it's in and out. We are like pins on a pincushion on this earth. And that changes perspective dramatically. And what does that mean? How do we see unconsciously? And people come to the studio all the time and they're saying, I want to learn three-dimensional art, right? And I think to myself, why? So I have, in my own work, been exploring. And then very recently, I've realized that I have never... adhered to a problem, a difficult problem in painting. And I thought, well, do it. Now set yourself a problem and do it. So I'm doing a series of diptychs exploring this problem. But the mural kind of messed this up. I haven't been working in the studio.
So this way you choose it, I mean, consciously, I mean, because I think the way of your painting is abstract. So just form and colors, or no, you just feel that this is the way you can express your feeling.
Well, I suppose, but I can... do realistic stuff. It just, I did a whole calendar for Bodhisattva. I can draw, but the thing is, what interests me is what has my awareness in the world, how has it changed the way I see? And the only way I can understand that is by exploring on the surface. I have somebody that I studied with and a very, very fine painter. He's now dead. His name is Richard Diebenkorn from the West Coast. And he was very connected to the history of art. And as I look at this last calendar, catalog I have of his, he was steeped in a tradition that I don't know whether I am or not. I don't know. See, so anyway, it interests me.
So, and how about the subject of your paintings? Because each of your paintings has a specific name. So when you just choose the name, it means you have a subject, you want just to paint it, but in your own way. Your own way is, can be just
no, form. No, that isn't true.
Okay. I think
naming canvases is a...
How does names come?
I always do it afterwards, uh-huh. or something emerges in the process of painting that I think, oh, I think this is about this. But I never go from name to painting, and I find it very difficult to name paintings, and this artist that I was just speaking of, he said Berkeley 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, a lot of paintings. Well, I think that's a good idea. Maybe I should do that with Oroville. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so just after the finishing the painting, and the feeling comes to you, and then you feel about that painting, and just you find the name, right?
Yeah, in a way.
And could you just explain about your recent work and your just painting on the wall? Could you just talk about this?
Explain it. Well, I can't explain it except that I, several years ago, we had a show in Creativity to raise money for, and I can't forgotten what it was to raise money for. And I got this idea of putting cows in the sky, in the cosmos. And I did small watercolors of that. And people really liked them. So when I was thinking, well, I guess I just thought, sometimes I just wake up in the morning or I go to the mattress and I get this idea in my head about cosmic cows in the cosmos. And I thought, why don't we do that as a mural? The thing is, it's so wide open. I mean, few people have been up there. The astronomers put the colors, or somebody puts the colors on the nebula and the galaxies and the group of stars. So we can make it up, right? But also, we have these gorgeous pictures of these nebula and galaxies from those telescopes up in rotating the Earth. I mean, it's just right now, and they're finding new ones and new ones and learning things every day. So to me, it is so immediate in our history. And so I went to Dharmish because I've always looked at this wall and thought, that needs a mural on it. And he said, okay, but it's your responsibility, and if, you know, the committees don't like it, we'll paint it over. And I said, okay. Because the doing it is so much of it, you know? I would be sad if they painted it over, because I think people have responded to it very positively. But anyway, so... And I'm very involved in Angeli, which is this organization of artists who are they're going to build a gallery in the visitor center so that artists can display their work for the outside world. And also so we can learn to work together and do projects like this. So it seemed like a natural. And people, you know, there's all kinds of levels to this. It is a process. I've never done a mural before. I had to ask Carlos about paint. What kind of paint should I use? And he helped me a lot. And then I was telling you about the whole tradition in Indian mythology of the cow, and so. It's just all, and people come to me all the time and tell me a little here and a little there, and there's a visitor who's been working very faithfully here, who's very interested in astronomy, and tells me more about that. My grandson has been here, he tells me more. So I'm constantly learning about what I'm doing, which is really nice.
Nice. I want just to know that what causes you to paint? Because some artists, you know, have some feeling. It's some feeling comes to you, and then you decide to paint, or what? What's the reason? And you just like and to start and painting.
I wish I knew. I don't know. It took me a while because I did it because I enjoyed it, as I said, and it was a way of expressing myself. But I wasn't brought up to be an artist, to be a painter. That didn't occur to me till people kind of projected on you. And, I am a painter. I just am. I don't decide. When I go around in nature, I'm constantly thrilled and amazed and full of wonder about the beauty of our world, and how does that interact with my journey and what's going on in me and my spiritual path? And I know they are deeply connected, but I don't know until I do it, because the only thing I know is in my head.
Yes. And the last question. Why did you choose out of it? Just to staying here and painting?
Why did I choose Oroville? I actually think Oroville chose me, and not for any specific reason, except that Oroville is made up of all these individuals, and I guess Oroville needed an individual like me. I mean, do you choose Oroville? I don't think so.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.